This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, welcome back into the show. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to head to Kauffman Stadium to be joined by Josh Vernier. We'll talk a little Royals baseball coming up in just a bit. All right, a couple of things I want to talk about. Number one, I want to play some audio for you guys from Nick Wright. You know we love a good Hall of Fame debate on this show. Nick goes through every player that he currently thinks is a lock to make the Hall of Fame from the NFC. So we'll play that here coming up in just a bit. But before we do that, I'm sure that you guys have seen the news by now. Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, they have decided to come together to open up a steakhouse. It is going to be in the Lowe's Hotel. And it is going to open up on Patrick Mahomes' birthday, I believe tomorrow at noon, if you want to try to grab an early reservation. That is the first time that you can do it. I plan on going. Rob, you plan on going. Hope to see you there at 1587 Prime. That's not really what I want to talk about, though. Rob, I wanted to ask you this question. Whenever you and your lady go out to a nice steakhouse, and you know they have the appetizer menu, and then they got the sides menu, when they bring the appetizer portion of the meal around, because if I'm going to a steakhouse, I mean, we got to order the appetizers too. That's part of the experience. You can't pass on the appetizers. You might can pass on the appetizers at some kind of restaurants, but at a place like this, I'm grabbing an app. What do you think the number one pick is at a steakhouse like this? Because I think it is obvious. I don't care what part of the country you're in. And I know that we live in a part of the country that necessarily you wouldn't think that you're getting the finest of this. Boy, do I love a good crab cake.
I did not think that's what you're going to say.
I love a good crab cake. You're telling me you're sitting there, you got a nice steak coming up and she asks you what you need and you sit there looking at that menu. It's like the crab cake, it's calling me. I see it flashing from the menu and I'm like, man, I got to... Hey, go ahead and hand me that. I'm not even asking questions about the crab cake. That's the one that I need right there. Go ahead and give me that. What's your go-to? What's your number one pick of an appetizer in one of these nice, fancy steakhouses? Because crab cake is number one for me.
Well, crab cake's wrong, just so you know. I thought for sure I was convinced 100% back here you were going to say oyster. I know your affinity for oysters. I thought oysters
was
coming.
It. That's just not my number one overall pick.
You love an oyster.
I do like an oyster, though. Don't get me wrong. I do like an oyster, but I understand it's an acquired taste. And I'm just saying where we are, the crab cake, there's a very small chance that I don't like it. The oyster, I know that there's better out there. But the crab cake, no. The crab cake, it very rarely does me wrong. I'm getting it almost every time.
I think the most popular answer is going to be shrimp cocktail. Think of like a steakhouse. It always has that shrimp cocktail cold plate that comes out. Think about maybe one of the most famous steakhouses in the world, St. Elmo's in Indianapolis. You know what it has? Elite shrimp cocktail. I think shrimp cocktail is the most popular item in the appetizer portion of a steakhouse menu.
Yeah, I just don't want cold shrimp. I just don't want cold shrimp. Like, I'm not a big fan of it. I'm not saying that the shrimp cocktail is bad. There's usually a cooked version of it. So I'm a big fan. Someone said on the text line, what about calamari? Good calamari is pretty high up on this list too. It's got to be done right though.
I don't usually see calamari on a steakhouse menu. I see it places, but steakhouses, it feels like it's like a cold seafood item, or they usually have like a steak tartare or a beef carpaccio. You don't see a lot of, you know, fried calamari at high level steakhouses.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't do the shrimp cocktail.
By the way, shrimp is better cold than hot. That's my hot take.
It's not a hot take. It's just a bad take.
100% correct.
It's a bad take.
When shrimp is cold, it's better than when shrimp is hot.
I'm serious. That's a really bad take, honestly.
You're telling me a fried shrimp versus shrimp cocktail? One's clearly better. You're telling me you turned down a ceviche because you want some sort of shrimp scampi? You're nuts.
I'm okay. No, thanks. You can have it. I mean, I'm not saying I won't eat it. I'm just not ordering the shrimp cocktail. Like, if you're telling me, like, I'm gonna spend $22 on this appetizer one way or the other, the cold shrimp, that ain't near the top of the list for me. It's not near the top of the list. Not at all. I just went to Gordon Ramsay this past weekend for my mom, and they got this lobster risotto out there. If you've been to the Gordon Ramsay Steakhouse, I'm telling you, you already know what I'm talking about. It's A1. And if you haven't been to the Gordon Ramsay Steakhouse, let me tell you, it's A+. Fine dining out there. Two thumbs up. Highly recommend. I want to play this audio for you guys because if there's one thing that we love on this show, it is arguing about who should be in the Hall of Fame and who shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. Friend of the show, our dear friend Nick Wright, here is he going through every player in the NFC that is a lock to make the Hall of Fame. Let's argue.
Lock Hall of Famers. The only guy on the Eagles that could retire today and be certain they're getting in is Lane Johnson. Saquon is on track, and Jalen Hurts is on track, but needs a little bit more. You got to be very choosy with the locks. Dak is not going to make it. Micah is a great bet to make it, but is too young. I think Russell Wilson right now is on the outside looking in. Bobby Wagner's definitely making it. Von Miller is a Hall of Famer. I think Joe Tooney is in. I would bet a lot of money that Penei Sewell eventually makes it. You just haven't done enough yet. Man, this is tough. Justin Jefferson is going to make the Hall of Fame, but if he were to walk today, he's not in yet. Cam Jordan, his sack numbers are insane. He's making the Hall of Fame. Mike Evans is the one lock the Bucks have. Devontae Adams is a lock, but I don't think Stafford's a lock. I think he will get in, but I would not bet my net worth on it. Calais Campbell, call him a lock. Trent Williams is a definitive lock. Fred Warner is a definitive lock, and George Kittle's a lock. Christian McCaffrey obviously has a chance, just doesn't have enough healthy seasons. So here's what we've got. Lane Johnson, Von Miller, Bobby Wagner, Joe Tooney, Cam Jordan, Mike Evans, Devontae Adams, Calais Campbell, Trent Williams, Fred Warner, George Kittle. That's the end of it.
All right. This was very, very interesting. Are we sure Joe Tooney is a lock to make the Hall of Fame? Lock. Guaranteed lock. I think he is... I think it's a probably. Are we sure that Joe Tooney's a lock? Like, there's no chance you can see that Joe Tooney doesn't get into the Hall of Fame. Like, I don't know if I'd put him in the lock category, but he's a very interesting case. I know you're thinking I'm going to say something about Mike Evans. I'm not going to say anything about Mike Evans.
Mike Evans is for
sure. I'm saying my Hall of Fame criteria is different, but just if we're following the Hall of Fame criteria, yes, Mike Evans will make the Hall of Fame. I know that. Devontae Adams is a lock to make the Hall of Fame? I don't know about that. Let's go through Devontae Adams. He's a lock to make it? No question to make it. I mean, he's not on the all-decade team, and he's only been all-pro three times. Do we think Devontae Adams is making the all-decade team for the 2010s? Because he didn't make it for the 2000s. Or the 2010s, excuse me. So he did make it for the 2010s, and that was his entire career in Green Bay. He started in Green Bay in 2014, so he wasn't on that all-decade team. I don't think he's going to be on this. He was not one of the two best wide receivers over the last 10 years. Is he going to make it on this team? I don't think Devontae Adams is a lock at all, actually.
Yeah,
not close to a lock.
I don't know he makes it at all. Like, I think he will, but I don't think you can put him in lock category. He's not making all decade for 2020s. He's not.
No, he's not.
Unless he does something in LA that no one sees coming. But his time with the Raiders is not, oh man, you got to get that guy into the all decade team.
Yeah, I don't see Devontae Adams as a lock.
No.
Not at all. I actually don't think he's getting in. So it's very odd. Like, I'm on the opposite side.
Yeah, I don't think he's in either.
I would think the answer for him is just no. Someone on the text line says George Kittle is not a lock. I think you're
George
wrong.
George Kittle's a lock.
I think George Kittle's 100% getting in.
No doubt.
I think George Kittle's the second best tight end from his era. I think that gets you in.
He's also, I assume he's made an all-decade team. Like, I'm just thinking out loud about it. Multiple all-pros in my
guess. He didn't make it because his first year was in 2017. But I'm guessing that he will be the all-decade tight end for this one. It'll be Kelce and then him.
Yeah, that's
two
right.
Tight ends that make it. I think that Kittle is a lock for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's been all-pro two times, second-team all-pro. I mean, that's just because Travis Kelce on the other side. I mean, five times he's been in the league, he's been all-pro. And again, I think he's the second-best player at his position during his generation. Yeah, I think that guy gets in. And he's been a part of two teams. He's been, you could argue, I mean, the best offensive player for two teams that made the Super Bowl. Now, Christian McCaffrey, the last one. But, I think George Kittle is a lock. Those are the only two that really stand out to me, the guys I disagree with. Is there anybody else that you're on the fence with? Like, Tooney to me is a problem. I honestly think the argument for Tooney is just his position group. Like,
guard's hard, yeah.
But I was saying, like, if Tooney played tackle, we wouldn't be having this conversation. He played left guard. So lock to me suggests you can go in on the first ballot. He's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, he's not going in on the first try. Does he eventually get in? Yeah, probably. Like, I think he is on the right side of the Hall of Fame conversation. I do not think that Devontae Adams is on the right side of the Hall of Fame conversation. Even though Devontae Adams was really, really good. He was a very, very good, very productive wide receiver. I do not think he is getting in.
I agree. Those are only locks. I don't want Stafford to be, but I bet Stafford's a lock. I don't like it, but I think we're going to live. Stafford's going to be part of that middle group where we haven't really reevaluated quarterback yet, and his Super Bowl will get him in there. It's going to make me unhappy, but I do think he's going to be a Hall of Famer, so I think he's in lock category, although I hate it. But yeah, those are the only complaints I had. People saying George Kittle's not a Hall of Famer is crazy to me.
Coming up on the other side, we are going to be joined by Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison, host of the Random Royals lineup on 96.5 The Fan.
Baseball with the Royals.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Rob, I want to finish this conversation really quickly about Tooney. I know that Vern's on hold. So I looked this up because I was curious during the break. So on Pro Football Reference, they have a Hall of Fame metric where like every player gets a score, for example, of where they are. So I guess, for example, like a quarterback, right? Like we all think Patrick Mahomes is going to the Hall of Fame. Like we don't have to debate it. So, like, the average quarterback score is 108. Patrick Mahomes is currently at 102. So, obviously, trending in a very positive direction that, and obviously, Patrick Mahomes is going to the Hall of Fame. So, for guard, the average score that they have is 106 if you make it in at guard. We were talking about Joe Tooney. Nick Wright considers him to be a lock for the Hall of Fame. I don't know if I would consider him a lock. I think he eventually could get in. I don't know if I would consider him a lock. And when I saw this, it was actually very eye-opening. There are only 15 guards in the history of the NFL who have ever made the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So the average, they say, is 106. So to let you know, like on this, like Will Shields is a 90. And Joe Tooney right now is a 54.5. So just, I don't know if Joe Tooney is a lock. I know that he was a part of four championship teams. And Joe Tooney has obviously been a very, very good player. But, I mean, if you're looking at, like, just the all pros and Pro Bowls and stuff, I don't know if he is maybe as decorated as some of it. And that's just a really hard position to get in. If it was a tackle, I don't think we'd be having this conversation about Tooney, but just interior offensive line. Those are just usually not guys that are front of mind when you're having this conversation about who should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Let's go to the phone lines right now and be joined by our next guest. He is our Royals insider, Josh Verner. And the Royals, they're one of the hottest teams in baseball. Vern, how you doing today, my man?
I'm very well. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Vern, what has gotten into this Royals team? What has changed with this Royals team? I mean, I feel like the first 100 games or so, you and I talked about how disappointing this offense was. They were near the bottom of Major League Baseball. I mean, since the All-Star break, they're averaging more than 5 runs a game. They are certainly more well-rounded and complete offensively. What's changed?
Well, the roster's changed, right? Mike Yastrzemski, Adam Frazier, Randall Grichuk, bringing you, and on a nightly basis, 8 to 12 quality at-bats, which brings Bobby and Vinny and Salvi and Michael to the dish. You're not seeing any drop-off with Michael. Bobby Witt Jr. is hitting .315 here in the month of August. Vinny Pasquantino continues to deliver in big spots like he has really since the calendar flipped to July. What you're seeing is an offense that is allowing this team to have a margin of error. You know, you and I talked throughout the first 3.5 months of this season about how the weight of the world was on this rotation. And every time the defense would make a rare miscue or the base running would have a blunder on the base paths, that would ultimately cost you. Because the offense was going to be lucky to scratch across 3, maybe 4 runs. Your starting pitcher and bullpen were going to give you a chance to win, but when you would make that defensive miscue, when you wouldn't push that one run across when you had a man in scoring position with less than two outs, it would always come back to bite you. Now with this lineup looking more like a professional big league offense, it's allowed some grace to this rotation, defense, and hitters. It's taken some of the burden off of this team. And I also have to mention, and I hate that this is true, but I'm glad that the organization recognized it. This team lacked leadership inside the clubhouse, or at least a calming force coming from someone with some dirt in their spikes, right? Every time there was a new face showing up in April, May, June, and July, it's Nick Lofton or John Rave or Jack Caglione or Drew Waters, guys that don't have a voice because they haven't done anything in the game. They certainly can't walk in and be like, guys, we're good. Trust me, we're going to turn this thing around. No one's checking to hear the motivational speech from a rookie. Adam Frazier, Mike Yastrzemski, Randall Grichuk walk in and tell the guys, hey, you're good. Adam Frazier tells Kyle Isbell, hey, bro, stop trying to hit home runs. You're going to digest that a little easier than you would coming from someone that has, again, no dirt in their spikes in the big league. So leadership and a quality offense, to me, that's the big difference.
Yeah, this is what I kind of quantify it as. I understand that this offense is not going to be carried by 5-9, but their 5-9 felt like it was such a void for a major part of the season. Like, they have had to carry what at times just feels like dead weight at the bottom half of the lineup, that now, to me, just kind of elevating that ceiling into what you just alluded to, having more leadership, having more professional at-bats, I think it's just taking the pressure off the lineup from top to bottom. I also think moving India down in the lineup has been a big positive for this team. They are just a more well-rounded and complete offense now than they were 30, 45 days ago.
Yeah, we'll see if they can keep it up. In no way am I saying that the offense is now good. They're beating up on bad teams. And again, you mentioned it, since the All-Star break, they're averaging more than five runs a game, no doubt. But they're not a world-beating offense. You know, let's see what they do against Detroit. Let's see what they do in the next stretch of 13 straight that happens after those two meetings with the Detroit Tigers. You know, Salvador Perez is being asked to carry a heavy load. He's not in the lineup again tonight as he remains sick. But Salvi, since they traded Freddie Fermin, is hitting about .165. Occasional power, but he's still hitting below the league average. When he returns, they need classic Salvador Perez. And now that he's getting this rest, even though he's sick, and I'm sure it's not all that enjoyable of rest, I would imagine Salvi's going to get big for the first few games, but, you know, this organization is asking Salvi to do what he did a decade ago. We celebrated it and marveled at it in 2014 and 2015. If he's able to do it a decade later at the age of 35 in this Kansas City Heat, I'll be floored. But right now, Adam Frazier's doing an outstanding job. Let's hope he can keep it up. Let's hope that Salvi returns with some gusto, because I'm not going to sit here and say all is well with the offense. No, they're having a nice run, but there's still a long way to go.
In regards to Salvi, is this just a normal sickness thing? This isn't anything to worry about? I mean, they haven't told us exactly what it is. Could be food poisoning, could be anything. He's missed a couple of days. This isn't something that we think puts him out for an extended amount of time, is it?
No, they did bring up, or they have Luca Tresh, one of their AAA catchers, in the building as insurance, as a taxi squad guy in case you know, things do take a bad turn, but Q told us just a little while ago that the fever for Salvi has broken. So it appears as if he's on the other side of it. He will be, quote-unquote, available off of the bench tonight. Hopefully in the lineup tomorrow to catch the rookie Noah Cameron.
Right now we're talking to Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Let's talk about the starter today, Seth Lugo on the mound for the Royals. It does kind of feel, you know how like they always joke whenever the new iPhone comes out, the old iPhone, now the battery doesn't work, it just takes forever to charge. It does feel like the moment that he signed that contract, that something's gone wrong with Seth Lugo. What's going on?
Well, he had a couple of good starts after the contract, but since the All-Star break, no, the ERA is north of 7. His ERA going into the All-Star break was in the 2s. He's given up yet 25 earned runs in the last 30 innings. The strikeouts are not there. The walks are up. The homers are up. The excuses are there for the taking, right? Because Seth Lugo's already been on the IL with a finger injury, a ligament issue in his throwing hand. And he said that this is something that's not going to subside until I get some extended rest. So this is something I'm going to have to deal with all the way until the offseason. He says it's not an issue. Coaching staff, training staff, they say it's not an issue. Okay. Lugo threw 200 innings last season. There's an excuse, man. This dude's wiped out, right? He's coming up, 36? 200 innings last year. He's taking the ball basically every fifth day this season outside of that quick stint on the IL. So maybe he's just getting tired. No, he says, I feel great. I'm just not getting the job done. I'm not executing. My command, my control at times has been shaky. You know, even off the record, low key, hey, come on. He's dealing with something. Come on. No one's giving Seth Lugo that excuse. So bottom line, he just needs to perform better. He just needs to pick it up and help the team out. Because now, as we mentioned, the offense is no longer asking him to be perfect. All we want from Seth Lugo is 5-6 innings to give the team a chance to win. He's been unable to deliver that quite a bit since the All-Star break. And the pressure's on him to deliver tonight because you look at the betting sites. This thing is basically a coin flip. As the Royals are facing a good right-hander in his own right in Merrill Kelly. And then tomorrow you face all-star Jacob deGrom, and you have Michael Lorenzen going in the finale against Patrick Corbin. So big win last night, big spot tonight for Seth Lugo.
Yeah, a really important spot. I mean, the numbers suggest it's going to be very difficult for the Royals to do this, so I don't want to paint it like the Royals are the favorite. If you look at Fangraphs, they have a 17.7% chance of making the postseason. Baseball Reference has them at 23.7, so about a 1 in 5, 1 in 4 chance of making the postseason. Today just kind of feels like one of those games. If you can win today and get Lugo back on track, and you basically just got to go 1-1 in your next two games, and one of those games is Noah Cameron. Like, at this point, you don't have to be sweeping teams, but you got to be winning series. And when you got a four-game set against a team like Texas that feels like they're scuffling a little bit, you got to take advantage of this thing. But ultimately, this is going to come down to what you said earlier, Vern. At some point, the Royals got to show you that they can be good and competitive against a good team. They are 22-37 against teams that are 500 or better. If this team can't figure that out, then they're not going to the postseason.
Yeah, and we'll certainly get our fill of that. Not only, 6 games in 10 days against the Detroit Tigers, but if you look at their schedule coming up in early September, there's a 9-10-day stretch where they could almost clinch a playoff spot or be completely eliminated. 4 in Cleveland, and that'll decide the tiebreaker between those two teams, which could be big. 3 in Philadelphia against a team that is at least going to be in the wild card hunt, if not taking care of a division title in the Phillies. And then the Seattle Mariners here at Kauffman Stadium, another set that's going to decide a season series, right? That tiebreaker with Seattle was big last year, could be big again this year. So 4 in Cleveland, 3 in Philadelphia, 3 at home against the Mariners, and then 3 at home against the division-leading Toronto Blue Jays. So that's 13 straight against teams that already have reservations for October. Boy, that looms large, and it's less than a month away.
I just want the Royals in September to be playing a series that really matters. Like, Royals to be at a position where you and I both know how this thing works. I mean, once the Chiefs start playing for 20 hours a week, I'm trying to think of new ways to talk about right. The Chiefs. I would love for the Royals to carve out some room for themselves that on a Tuesday, the number one story is the Royals because they have an important series at Kauffman Stadium. Like, they just haven't had many of those opportunities in my lifetime. So maybe this team doesn't end up making the postseason. But if this team can be 3 games back with a very important series at Kauffman Stadium, that's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm with you. And I want to get your thoughts on Michael Garcia real quick, C-Dot. I want to know how much you think he's crossed over into whatever Bobby and Vinny, obviously Salvi, Is Mikel there yet? Because you start diving into the numbers, and this guy's having one of the 15 best seasons in all of Major League Baseball for a guy that can play the shortstop position to hit 300, be on pace for 40 doubles, a career high in home runs. He's playing gold glove defense over there at third base. You look at wins above replacement, and what he and Bobby Witt Jr. are doing hasn't been done in Kansas City in 45 years, not since George and Willie back in 1980. These are two of the 15 best players on the planet this season, playing on the left side of the infield. I'm curious, do you think that Mikel's crossed over into the average baseball fan in Kansas City knows about how special this young man is?
I don't think that the average fan knows about it. I mean, I think that a lot of people obviously acknowledge the turnaround, but I just think that some of the love, like, the Royals have a clear number one, and I think that the public has kind of decided that Vinny is their number two. Like, I think the public really likes Vinny. People would go buy his jersey. I don't know if Mikel Garcia is at the point where, you know, start of next year, opening day, if you are deciding to get a brand new Royals jersey, I don't know if you're getting a Garcia jersey. I think you go get a Witt jersey, you go get a Vinny Pasquantino jersey, and I think there's going to be a lot of hope and optimism around Jack Caglione being that next guy as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Cags, because I see more Caglione jerseys than I do Mikel. And yet, in the history of this franchise, I mentioned playing on the infield, on pace to hit 300, 25 stolen bases, and 60 extra base hits. That's only been done by one infielder in Royals franchise history, and that was Bobby Witt Jr. last year. If you want to expand it out, include outfielders, Carlos Beltran did it once, Whit Merrifield did it once, and that's it. Again, Mikel, 25. I don't know how interested he would be in sitting down at the negotiations with John Sherman or J.J. Piccolo, but if he's willing to leave some money on the table for some long-term security, man, I'd be all about taking care of that dude.
Vern, let me ask you this question. Let's say you and your wife, you get a night off with the Royals, and she says, you know what, it's my birthday, I want to go have a nice dinner. So you and her go to a nice steakhouse, kind of like the Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce steakhouse. You got to get an appetizer when you go to this place. What's your appetizer go-to choice? I said a crab cake earlier today. Mm. Rob said a shrimp cocktail. I can't really do cold shrimp. It's just not really my thing. I much rather have the hot pull and peel shrimp or something different. Whenever you're at one of these nice steakhouses and you're getting the appetizer, not a side, you're getting the appetizer, what's your go-to app?
I think it's calamari. Crab cakes might be my choice. Her choice might be the shrimp cocktail, and I think we come together and agree on calamari.
That is our Royals insider, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show, a man with great taste. Thank you, Vern. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That is Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show today. It's one vote for a calamari there. It's a good vote. Rob, are you big on getting the bread? Like, are you a big bread guy in these situations?
No.
The bread just feels like a hustle.
Not at a nice steakhouse.
Like, yeah, it feels like a hustle. I'm not even saying that the bread's not good. I mean, the bread is probably good. But come on now. Like, I eat this bread, and then it's tasty, and next thing I know, I've eaten three rolls of this thing, and now I got all these sides. And then when the steak gets here, now I'm too full to eat the steak. No, I can't do it. I don't ever pick up the bread. It's just a hustle.
100%. At a very nice steakhouse, it's a hustle. Now, there are places I go, like, that are known for, like, I go to Texas Roadhouse every once in a while. Is it a very nice steakhouse? No. But is it fine? 100%. I get the rolls there. Who cares? But if I'm at 1587, if I'm at Capitol Grill, if I'm at 801 Chop House, and you bring me some bread and butter, you're wasting your time putting it on my plate, because I'm just going to move right past it. No thank you.
You go to Capitol Grill?
I don't really go to any of those places.
I wasn't sure. I wasn't certain what was going down.
Capitol Grill, 801 Chop House, they're the same ballpark hemisphere as far as pricing.
I've been to Capitol Grill one time in my life. It was very good.
I've been one time ever.
I don't think I need to go back to Capitol Grill.
I think I'll probably go to Mahomes' place one time and be one and done.
Yeah, I'm just an 801 Chop House guy.
Unless the money at this job gets a lot better, then I'll probably be, then it'll change. But right now, I'm a one and done at Mahomes.
Yeah, a one and done. I'm happy to go give it a chance. Someone said you got to check out Stock Hill. I actually have not been to Stock Hill. Have you been to Stock Hill? I know where it is. I've never actually been to Stock Hill. I've never been in there. I've never been to the Golden Ox either. Those are two places
on my
list.
Golden Ox, you got to do. It's a Kansas City thing. Come on.
Yeah,
now.
No, those are two things on my list. I'm like, man, I don't know why I've never been to the Golden Ox before, but I do feel like at some point in my life, I need to go back to the Golden Ox.
Have you done other things in West Bottoms? Like, have you done the ship and all that stuff?
Yeah, I have been to the ship before.
You've already done all. You're right there. Knock it all out.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't have a good answer of why I've never been to the Golden Ox before, but I've never, ever been for anything. I've never been to have a drink there, and I've never eaten any of their food there. I'm sure it's lovely. I'm sure it's great. I don't know. Have you been to the Majestic? They have a steakhouse there, right?
I haven't. I went to the Majestic for my wife's birthday. Like, that was my big the gift was taking her to a nice dinner. So went to the Majestic. Incredible food. And they have a jazz club. I can't remember if it's downstairs or upstairs. They have a jazz club.
They got it while you can eat, too? Like, can you have the nice steak and they're just playing the old-timey jazz?
You got to get a reservation down the jazz. But, yeah, it's highly recommended.
I got to go check out this. The Majestic. Is there any other steakhouse that I'm missing? I'm just trying to think now the top of my head of a popular Kansas City steakhouse.
What's Anton's? Have you done Anton's?
I have been to Anton's before. Yeah. Very, very good.
Anton's
two
really
thumbs
good.
Up. Phenomenal. Like, loved Anton's.
Those are like all the local ones that come to mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just maybe text line. Text
maybe
line.
I'm forgetting one. I
yeah,
know.
So I'm saying text line 913-586-7965. I mean, certainly this is the place where there's no shortage in Kansas City of a place to go get a great steak. So a very competitive market that Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are getting into, but I'm sure it will do well. Their name, their brand, the hotel that it's in. I mean, that's where famous people stay when they come and they stay here. Like, it's going to be a very popular place to eat whenever it opens up. I believe it opens up on September 17th. That will be Patrick Mahomes' 30th birthday. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to the top story currently in the National Football League. Adam Schefter, he doesn't think that the Cowboys are going to patch things up with Micah Parsons. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. The Royals, they are playing some great baseball. We'll get you the numbers on what the Royals need to do for the remaining 37 games of the season. We've been having a lot of fun today. We've been talking about the Chiefs wide receiver room. Here was Dana Hughes on the station earlier today.
The jury's still out for me, and that's an honest assessment. One, we haven't played multiple games together. Like, we can look at last year and get a snapshot of what could have been, but we didn't have Hollywood Brown early in the season. When we finally got him back, he wasn't necessarily 100%. We didn't have Rashee Rice. I think they are capable, and Andy Reid has said it. This team, this wide receiving group, is capable of being the best he's ever coached. That's a tall task and high praise. But I still have to see it. Like, to me, we haven't seen them in the preseason games. We haven't seen them assembled together. We haven't seen them all healthy. It's tough to look at the Legion of Zoom that won that Super Bowl in the 2019 season and say that this group is better, but I'm waiting to see that. Because they had a different complement. Obviously, with Tyreek Hill, you had Sammy Watkins that was a more bigger physical receiver. Like, I think that dynamic was different, but I'm excited about this wide receiving crew. If they can stay healthy and Patrick Mahomes has the confidence in him like he did with them, it's going to be something special.
Rob, I think right now, I think the three biggest questions with the Chiefs are, what's the status with Hollywood Brown from a health injury standpoint? How many games is Rashee Rice going to be suspended? Is Kingsley Suamataia the answer at left guard? Is that it for right now? Is there another question right now that's hanging over the team that you think should be included in that? And obviously, as we get more information, the questions can change and we'll get certain questions answered and then more questions will pop up. If we were saying right now, we take a snapshot on August 19th, heading into the season, what are the questions for the Chiefs? How many games is Rice going to get? Is Hollywood Brown going to be healthy and available for week one? What's going on with Kingsley Suamataia? I don't really think they have too many other questions right now.
I mean, I think those are the only questions. I think, and maybe this is one that you're counting as it will pop up as the season progresses, but hasn't popped up yet. Are they going to load manage Travis Kelce? Like, are they going to try to massage his snaps and his targets? Now, we won't really know the answer to that until you're probably like week one, two, or three. So, like, maybe that's a question that falls into that category we don't know yet because it's not part of this snapshot. But I think that's the only other question is, they got a 35-year-old tight end. Are they going to try to, you know, get him to the finish line? Or is it all systems go the same way it's been all systems go for every other year of his career?
I want to play this audio for you guys. This is probably one of the top stories around the country. Here is Adam Schefter. He is talking about the relationship between the Cowboys and Micah Parsons. It does not sound good.
You can't get a deal done if you're not even talking. And the two sides haven't had any negotiations since late March or early April. And it sounds like at this point it's personal. It sounds like each side is dug in. The Cowboys have come out and said what they said publicly at the start of training camp, which Micah didn't like. Micah came out and asked to be traded, said he was ready to move on from Dallas, which I'm sure they didn't like. And right now, both sides seem to be angry. Now, have other people put those feelings aside in the past and figured out a way to work out a deal? Yeah. I don't see that happening here. I see these two sides headed towards a divorce in time. The only question is, when is that divorce going to happen and how is it going to happen? Are they going to trade him now? Are they going to trade him after this year? Are they going to move on when? But it certainly doesn't feel like these two sides want to enter a long-term relationship together. That's the way it feels today, and we'll see if they do anything to change that before the regular season begins in a couple of weeks.
maybe I am being played by the agents here, because we all know, and I don't say this as an indictment on Adam Schefter in any way, the game is the game, but we all know that Adam Schefter at times is a mouthpiece for either the team or the agent, and you got to decipher who's pulling the strings here. I've always thought the Cowboys were going to figure this out and work it out. I mean, that's how these situations work in the National Football League. You're unhappy about your contract in August. The two sides' deadlines make deals. You sit down, you figure this out, you get back on the field. Everybody is happy. Life moves on. The NFL season starts in 3 weeks. He says a divorce will happen in time. Micah Parsons is one of the five best defensive players in the league. How have you let it get to this point where the number one reporter in the National Football League feels like the clock is starting on this player? Can the Cowboys afford to do this trade prior to the start of the season? Is Micah Parsons not going to be playing in the game against the Eagles to kick off the year? Because I've never once entertained that as a possibility. I've always thought that Jerry puts his sword down, so does Micah Parsons and his agent. The two sides come together, they make Micah Parsons the highest paid defensive player in the National Football League, and everybody goes back to their corners. This sounds like it's gotten worse than that. This doesn't sound like what happened with Dak, or what happened with Ezekiel Elliott, or what happened with DeMarcus Lawrence. It feels like it has gotten personal on both sides. That Jerry feels like Micah did something wrong in their negotiations. Micah feels a way. For you not to be talking in this process, that's not good. Like, you're not, it'd be one thing to be far apart, but you guys are communicating. Y'all not even talking to one another. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to overreact to one report, but I do think it's important of where this report comes from, and it comes from Adam Schefter. This isn't random newspaper guy. This isn't radio guy. This is the number one reporter in the game is telling you, hey, things are getting really bad with Micah Parsons. Would Dallas really trade him prior to the start of the season? Like,
probably not.
This is the first time I've ever let my mind even start to entertain this possibility. Who would trade for Micah Parsons? Who's at the top of the list? I'm assuming there's no team in the NFC. I cannot see a scenario in which Jerry Jones is trading him to the Commanders. Like, come on now.
It's got the Patriots, ton of cap room. Like, you got to find a team with a rookie quarterback.
I mean, the Patriots, I would say, are the number one possible, yeah. Like, the possibility then. They have all the cap space in the world. Mm-hmm. If you're the Cowboys and you're going to take a first-round pick, I'd be interested in taking the Patriots' first-round pick. That might be the 11th overall selection.
Could also be 24, yeah, for sure. If they have Micah Parsons.
They could be good, but yeah. I'm willing to roll the dice that they could maybe be just okay this year.
I'm trying to think who else would. It works both ways, though. Like, the Raiders would make sense because of their cap, but are they going to give up a first-round pick with Geno? Probably not, so I think they're kind of out. Like, I don't think there's many possibilities of teams that would legitimately make sense to do this deal on both ends. Like, the NFC is probably out, and the AFC possibles is pretty small. Like, if you're the Jets and you have some cap space because you're out from under Aaron Rodgers, are you really doing this knowing you're going to be a first-round pick with Justin Fields as your quarterback? Probably not. Like, I don't know there's a lot of teams that would do it on August 19th.
Yeah, someone just sent in, this deal will get done in Dallas. Look at what happened to Chris Jones. He missed one game and then got to the contract. I don't think that it ever got to this point. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know if it ever got to the point between Chris Jones and the Chiefs that the two sides never were speaking. I think they just had a disagreement. I think that Chris Jones was pretty steadfast on something. The Chiefs kind of maintained their, hey, we want you. Hey, we love you. We appreciate you. This is our offer. You can kind of take it or leave it. And obviously it went too far. The two sides mended. And just even based on them, the Chiefs still gave Chris Jones, when he finally came back into the fold, they still gave him a chance to kind of get his money back. Like, they were always trying to work together. That's not how the relationship sounds right now between the Cowboys and Micah Parsons. And I think it's also important to note, Chris Jones never asked for a trade. We had a full manifesto a week ago that Micah Parsons said, I don't want to play for this team anymore. It didn't get that bad between Chris Jones and Kansas City. No, not at all. Not that bad. So, yeah, you're right. Chris Jones is an example of, yeah, it got bad. He missed the game, and eventually it all worked out for both sides. I think it is noteworthy Adam Schefter is telling you he doesn't think that's going to happen in this situation. That is certainly noteworthy, given the source of which it is coming from. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get to the top stories. We'll get you a random lineup. When's the last time we got a Royals random lineup in the 5 o'clock hour? We got the numbers for you. Can the Royals make the postseason? We'll get to it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.